Ryan, thanks. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder, joined in studio by Ron Faola. He has written not one but two books about Wisconsin supper clubs. The latest is called Wisconsin Supper Clubs, Another Round. Ron, nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, Bill.
Appreciate you being here. Ron, Wendy has an ugly confession.
Well, first of all, I want to say Bill is completely obsessed with supper clubs. Completely
true.
Obsessed. I don't think I've ever been to one.
Wow.
Are you going to leave? You're going to walk out,
no,
aren't you? I wouldn't be surprised
not
if you left.
Not because I didn't want to go to one. I think the closest I came, I love relish trays, and you had asked me off the air, where in the world did you get a relish tray if you didn't go to a supper club? White Fence Farm, the restaurant. So I went to a supper farm.
Does that count?
That's not a supper club, I guess.
I don't know. If it was supper, why not? You know, it could be on a farm.
Well, define it for people who don't know what exactly this refers to. What is a supper club?
Well, in Wisconsin, you know, we have these supper clubs, and it says supper club out on the sign, and they're only open starting at about 4.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the bar opens at 4, dinner at 5. And
do they close early?
They do now. They used to stay open pretty late in the day when people were doing a lot more drinking. And but
people are doing less drinking now?
Yeah, we have stricter drunk driving rules, so that's kind of hurt the bar business.
That.
So. Mm-hmm. So a lot of guys are saying, you know, back in the old days, it would be 1 o'clock in the morning, but now we're turning our fryers off at 8:30.
That's early.
Yeah.
But Ron, the name, just having the word club in there infers that you're part of something. You're in a club, but you don't have to belong. You just show up.
Right. There's people that actually walk in and say, you know, what's the membership cost? And, but yeah, you don't have to be a member. You can just walk in and enjoy the atmosphere. And the supper club term comes from New York during Prohibition,
mm-hmm.
when the speakeasies that were actually serving food and having floor shows, and it would be a place to go for the night and dress up. They were supper clubs. And so that term kind of came out both in movies and on radio. Chesterfield Cigarettes had a supper club show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Plus, when it says club, you feel everybody wants to be part of a
club. You're
a
member of
exactly.
something.
Yeah.
It feels good. So. For some reason, and I don't understand why, and I like that this is the way it plays out, they're trapped in time. Like when you go in there, you feel like it's the 1940s or the 1950s,
right.
And they don't do anything to change that. They want you to feel that
they
way.
Probably they probably haven't cleaned since the 40s or 50s. Like those booths, please.
Yeah, you know, you might find some old wheat pennies in there,
right? But, right.
Yeah, you know, they have been around for a long time. They, you know, I've seen clean ones. I mean,
I'm totally teasing.
Yeah.
But the
signage
atmosphere.
They're
looks
dark.
Like it's the 1940s
aren't they very
and 50s.
Dark?
No, not necessarily. Are
they?
Some
can't.
Of them are.
The Holy Trinity of the decorations for supper clubs are three. Dark wood paneling,
yep.
which is
mm-hmm.
Taxidermy and twinkly lights.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. So any combination of the three, you know, works, but usually all three is different.
There's always a fish mounted somewhere.
That's taxidermy.
Sometimes there will be like a squirrel head or something. And
get
that's,
out.
No,
there's actually
sometimes.
In the new book, did you see the armed chipmunks?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Why is it just Wisconsin? I mean, I'm born and bred in Brookfield, Illinois, and I think Harvey's Prime Rib Inn in Countryside used to have a relish tray as well, and it was dark, and I don't know if there was taxidermy, but are there any supper clubs in Illinois, or is it all up north?
Yeah, well, there a new one just opened up called Millie's, and they do the classic Wisconsin look inside and the classic supper club menu, and they're on Lincoln Avenue, I think, and
mm-hmm.
I used to go there when it was Lounge Axe.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah,
so that's where Millie's is.
Yeah, so I've had a few hangovers. I'm sure there are places that were very much like a Wisconsin supper club here in Illinois back in the 50s and 60s, you know, because a lot of places were only open for supper. And it was a place to go for some drinks, maybe some music, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just a night out. And so a lot, and the food would be prime rib and
yep.
lobster or steaks and, you know, stuff you don't normally make at home too much. So
I want to mention a couple in particular that were both in your first book. We'll get to the ones in the new book
okay.
in a second. But Ishnala is one that I went to when I was 5 or 6 years old and remembered it for years and years and years. And then I had you on with me on the night show. And Ishnala was featured on the cover of that book.
And they're now a sponsor of this fine radio station.
Yeah, yes. They're now a sponsor. But I said to my wife, because you coming was like, it was some sort of a message sent to me that I must go back to Ashnalla, which is located in the Wisconsin Dells on Mirror Lake.
Right.
And I said to Terry, we're going to drive up there. It's about a 5-hour drive. I have no idea. Maybe my dreams of it are one and it'll never pay off the way I remembered it. We went there. It was better than I remembered it. It was so incredibly good.
Yeah. Ashnalla is the Sistine Chapel of supper clubs.
It is, isn't it?
I mean, you have this amazing view, the Arrowhead Bar, which, you know, overlooks the water as well.
Yeah.
And then the dining room that has, there's no bad seats in there. You know, everybody gets this look over the water.
Yep. It's stunning. The food is amazing.
Food
you
is
get
good.
Plenty of food, and it's just delicious. And then the other one, on Father's Day, my wife and I went with my daughters to Hobnob in Racine.
Right.
And that is, you walk into the 1940s when you walk in that room.
Yeah, and all the exotic wall hangings and vases and everything are from when the Higgins family owned it. One of the Higgins would travel around the world and buy up this stuff. They were closed in August for a month. And so he'd go out and get all this interesting stuff. So there's like the Lawrence of Arabia room that's for two people and, you know, very exotic, very nice. So,
is it really pricey or is it just far away from Chicago?
You know, it takes us an hour and 5 minutes to get there, which is not bad at all.
It's probably, I mean, for supper clubs, it's probably one of the higher ones, you know, compared to going up north and stuff. But you can't beat the view of the lake. And, you know, when I was there doing the first book, the moon came up.
Oh.
It was just amazing. And everybody's outside.
You can have a drink outside, and they don't serve dinner out there because they said it's too windy to serve dinner out on the lake. But you can have a cocktail out there if you like.
Right.
It's so beautiful.
Do they wrap your baked potato in foil?
They will, yeah. Yes, they will.
That's old school.
Yeah, very much. But here's the weird thing. What you said is true. The view of the lake is outstanding there at Hobnob, and yet more people eat inside at the dining room where you don't have a view of the lake, and I don't understand that at all. Why wouldn't you want to see the lake?
You can see it certainly from the bar, but
then
you sit down in the dining room, and that's pretty nice as well.
Yeah.
So those huge candlesticks and the paintings and everything. And,
so ornate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then more about supper clubs. If you have a question or a comment for Ron Fiala, just give us a call at 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I named that band in one note, by the way, I'll have
Not
you
bad.
Know.
That's very impressive. Ron Fiala is our guest. He is the author of now a second book on Wisconsin supper clubs. This one is called Wisconsin Supper Clubs, Another Round. Ron, as is the case with the first book, the photography in this book, the writing's top-notch, but the photography is breathtaking.
Oh, thank you.
Really nice.
Yeah, you know, and people say, wow, the food looks amazing. And I say, well, that's a testament to the chefs out there because I'm not doing anything special to
dress it up.
Yeah,
but you captured the look of all the, like, the bar areas and the restaurant areas. It looks like, and I said this to you, you don't know if these photographs were taken 3 weeks ago or 35 years ago. You can't tell.
Right. Well, you know, and that was one of the things that I wanted to do for both books, really, is not use a flash ever.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to capture the natural light.
Yeah.
So that bar shot that you were looking at the 5 o'clock in Milwaukee. That's like going back in time.
It really is. It really is.
There's a beautiful picture of a braised pork shank on a bed of garlic mashed potatoes, which looks pretty amazing at Helgeson's on 11 Harpo's Supper Club.
Yeah, that's in Janesville.
Is this like all like comfort food kind of?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, who would really make that at home? So you kind of go out for a special night and enjoy that, and maybe some, you know, your spouse has some crab legs or something, you know, and a cocktail or two, and, you know, an ice cream drink or something. And
Manhattans or old fashions or Brandy Alexanders or all of the above?
All the above, but mostly, you know, in Wisconsin, we're all about brandy, so it's got to be brandy old fashioned.
A lot of them will have both a Brandy Alexander and a brandy ice. You can get either or both if you want, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's in brandy.
Yep.
I mean, we're just bottles of brandy are all over the place.
Don't they have the bubble drink that you like? What, the raspberry bubble?
The raspberry bubble is not out there. That's local
only.
You
should bring it there.
I would be proud to bring it there. Creme de mint. You can get those in almost any supper club.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And like the Jacksonville Snifter is a good after-dinner drink, and it's something they make at the Jacksonville or Jackson Grill. They combine five liqueurs together in one bottle. That's a secret mixture. And boy, is it good after dinner. I mean, it's...
Wow.
That does sound really
good. Wow.
I've had a couple of those, and they're good.
I would think. And then on the menu, you're always going to see prime rib is almost always there. Shrimp de Jong is almost always there.
No.
No, that, no,
now that's an interesting thing. Shrimp de Jong, we only find, you know, it's a Chicago dish, but we only see it from up to Racine to Beloit, and that's it.
And that's all.
And I was up north. I was just in Waupac, and I said, how many people here have had shrimp de Jong? And zero people.
Really?
Oh, I'm very surprised. Didn't know what it was.
And it's just scampi with breadcrumbs on the top and bigger shrimp, so they use prawns, basically.
Yeah, but, it, you know, with the garlic and everything, and but people... I think scampi to me is just a little bit more, it's different, you know.
More buttery?
Maybe.
Not necessarily.
The sauce is more creamy sometimes.
Yeah.
And the Dijon is, you know, got the crumbs and everything. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just interesting that I go up north and I don't see it. So
I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah. Shrimp's not big up there?
I guess not.
No, they have shrimp
they have
cocktail.
Shrimp. Oh, they have tons of
They'll
shrimp.
They'll have stuffed shrimp or baked shrimp. Or
okay, Bubba.
I'll name all 40 times. Sorry, all 40. I can go all 40.
All right. People have comments about supper clubs that I don't know if you've been to, but they want to jump in on this. And actually, a good question here. Ron, I don't know if you're new to the supper club thing. I certainly Liam, you have a question about it?
Yeah, quick question. I'm not in front of a computer, and I've heard this term a lot, and I always mean to Google it, and I've heard the ads on the radio for Ishnawa. What constitutes a supper club? In other words, what's the difference between that and, let's say, for example, here in Chicago, Gene and Georgette's? What constitutes a supper club? What's the difference between that and, let's say, the Gale Street Inn?
Well, I'm not familiar with those two Chicago restaurants, so I don't know. But Supper Club is family-run. Everything's made from scratch. Family lives on the premises oftentimes. So
really?
Yeah. They're either upstairs or next door. So you're in their home, so they're going to treat you like you're a guest.
Well, that's the main difference, Ron, and the hours that we discussed a little bit earlier. They're just open for supper. Which, what's the difference between supper and dinner?
Yeah, we've lost the term a little bit, right?
Supper is a very Wisconsin-y word for dinner, isn't it?
Exactly.
Thank you, Ron.
I hear it a lot in Wisconsin. Thanks, Ron.
And I thought it's a different time thing. Like, dinner is typically...
Well, I think it used to be on the farm, you'd have dinner at lunchtime, and supper was a light supper.
You know, the Last Supper could have taken place in Wisconsin for all we know. The Last Supper Club. That's if I ever had a religious restaurant, it would be called the Last Supper Club.
Why don't you open one up in your house, in your kitchen?
Party of 13.
There was a deer head in that picture, and they took it out. There was actually some twinkly lights.
Tom, we only have a couple of minutes, but you have a supper club you'd like to share?
Well, my grandfather took me to a place when I was a kid. It was right up by Great America in Gurnee. It was called Rustic Manor. And they had the relish trays, but it was almost a taxidermy shop.
With sounds like it qualifies.
And it was perfect. And I went there as a kid, and I took my wife on our first date there.
Aww.
And then when I asked her to marry me, I took her there again. And it burnt down, but there was so much taxidermy. The food was always fantastic. And like you said, it was just very homey. But it was a special place, and I always thought of it as a supper club in Illinois.
You know of it, right, Ron?
Well, I don't, but it shares a common trait with all Wisconsin supper clubs is they've had a devastating fire at some point.
That's because all the taxidermy. It goes up really quickly.
Exactly. They're all smoking later and, you know, falling asleep.
But. Tom, thank you for calling.
Isn't that true, though? I know you're half kidding, but you're not.
No,
they all do have big fires at some point.
And that's when they add on the new dining room or the kitchen. And
That's not a selling point, guys. real quickly, is this Marion? Hi, Marion.
Yes. When I was a child, 5 and 6, and now I'm 60, my parents used to go to the Barn of Barrington, and it had a very horsey theme. They always had the Triple Crown winners listed and a piano player that was there that would play while you waited for your table.
That sounds like a supper club.
Yeah.
And that's a big place, by the way. That was a huge... Barn of Barrington was gigantic.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I mean, and especially with a piano, you know, music was a big attraction for some of these places. So.
Yes, and my parents always remind me how I would always do ballet with the piano player.
Oh, so,
40 years old, my mother would go, "You are so cute. You can't still wait for the piano player." I was like, "Oh, so thank you so much."
Thank you for sharing. Thanks, Marianne. We appreciate it.
Ron, I'm so happy. A second version of the Wisconsin Supper Club books, this one called Wisconsin Supper Club's Another Round. Ron Faola is his name. And also there is a documentary that, as we were alluding to earlier, tell people how they can see that.
Right. Well, it's really only available on DVD right now. So if you go to supperclubmovie.com or supperclubbook.com, you can see the trailer and order it if you want. But it's been on PBS. I'm not sure if they still have the license or not, but it's been available for since 2011. So.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciated. Again, the book is Wisconsin Supper Club's Another Round, and that's Ron Faola. We'll take a quick break and find out what Steve has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.